Boy, the circus has come to town. I'm John Huckenberry, and I'm here with Farai Chidea on The Takeaway. Bernie Madoff has entered the courtroom in Lower Manhattan, which looks like the circus has come to town. I can report he was wearing a blue suit, not the orange jumpsuit that most of the victims outside were hoping that he would be wearing.
Well, you know what? If he sold his life story for a book, maybe he could make some money that could go to restitution. Anyway, I digress, but its parallels to the OJ media frenzy are really striking. Bernie Madoff is expected to plead guilty today on these charges of fraud, and he could spend the rest of his life behind bars. $63 billion Ponzi scheme, $65 billion, $50 billion, nobody knows the exact number yet, may well be the largest case of investor fraud ever committed. And in a public speech this week, the Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke gave his take on how to prevent another Madoff.
And finally, we should consider whether the creation of an authority specifically charged with monitoring and addressing systemic risks would help protect the system from financial crises like the one we are currently experiencing.
To give us some more perspective, we've got Leonard Orland. He's an Oliver Ellsworth professor of law at the University of Connecticut and a white-collar criminal specialist. First of all, what does a white-collar criminal specialist do?
I'm a specialist. That is, I consult, I write, I deal with, for the past 10 years, corporate and white-collar crime. That is, people who violate the criminal law in order to make money.
Now, is there any parallel to the Madoff case? I mean, is this really something that kind of breaks all records for white-collar crime, or are there other cases that we may not have paid attention to that are very similar?
I think it breaks all records on two scores. First, it's longevity, decades. Ponzi's don't usually last that long. And second, the sheer amount of the money, $60-plus billion, both are unprecedented.
I want to go to what Chairman Bernanke said. He said, we should consider the creation of an authority that would help protect the system from financial crisis. Now, that sounds like a good idea, but what would such an authority look like? I mean, there wasn't a lot of meat on those bones.
I have a slightly different approach to reform, not dissimilar from the chairman's. The problem has been lax enforcement by the Securities and Exchange Commission. There's overlapping enforcement between the Department of Justice and the Securities and Exchange Commission. But by all standards, the Department of Justice has been far more aggressive, far more effective, has far more tools, such as grand jury investigations. I think that the Obama administration ought to think seriously about shifting all securities, criminal, investigative, and enforcement operations to the Department of Justice, and have the SEC have a diminished role in its enforcement function.
Oh, that's interesting, because we certainly saw Bernie Madoff taking advantage of the fact that the SEC has a set of rules for investment banks, a different set of rules or no rules for hedge funds, and that he could basically move paper from one office to the other and elude regulators who, even though, as you say, weren't very much in the vigilance department that when it came to his operation to begin with.
Yeah, I can recall being on programs and panels after Enron with senior SEC officials, and they candidly acknowledged that they did not then have the ability to examine the validity of the financial numbers that were being tossed at them. Federal prosecutors can do that in a grand jury context in a way that SEC enforcers cannot.
Only if there's law, though.
Well, you've got to distinguish between substantive law violations, we have plenty of those, and enforcement mechanisms. I don't think it's hard to create a statute that shifts the enforcement function from the SEC to exclusively the Justice Department.
Earlier in the show, we were talking about how you value life and how you return assets to people who need them or deserve them in light of 9/11 and some of the listening that went on there in order to come up with financial formulas. Really, who will be prioritized, do you think, in a case like this who will get to the front of the line in order to get restitution? Is there any kind of formula for dealing with that?
No, there isn't. And my view, I'm very skeptical about the ability of defrauded Madoff investors to be made whole in any realistic degree. By and large, billions are going to be lost, and I think it's unlikely that more than hundreds of millions will ultimately result in restitution.
Well, Professor, thanks so much.